Millions of Muslims from across the globe have converged in Iraq's holy city of Karbala to mark the day of Arafah. The day of Arafah falls on the 9th of the Islamic lunar month of Dhul Hijjah and marks the climax of the annual Hajj pilgrimage. The commemorations in Karbala come as some 3 million Muslims are observing the day of Arafah in Saudi Arabia's Mecca.
Arafah commemorations in Karbala are in no way a substitute for Hajj in Mecca, but it has become a tradition for people who can't go to Hajj to come here. Due to the massive turnout, we have been prompted to extend our work shift to 12 hours per day. We are also being assisted by some 1,600 volunteers.
In 680 AD, the third Shia Imam, Imam Hussein, was forced to cut short his Hajj pilgrimage and instead headed to the city of Karbala in Iraq to lead an epic battle against the tyrant of his time and prevent the derailing of Islam. This is why millions of Muslims who are not granted access to Hajj in Saudi Arabia's Mecca flock to Karbala to honor Imam Hussein. This year's turnout has surpassed estimations.
The recent victories scored by the Iraqi forces against Daesh militants on the battlefield have further strengthened the million-man annual Arafah commemorations in the city of Karbala. Local authorities have kicked off a wide-scale plan to ensure the security of the participants in this gathering.
Due to the influx of pilgrims, the Iraqi government has deployed some 25,000 security personnel in Karbala to secure Arafah commemorations there.
Our forces are heavily deployed in places where we expect mass gatherings, including the holy shrines, commercial hubs, and cemeteries, as many head to visit the graves of loved ones in these days. This year, visitors seem to be emboldened by the victories of our troops and better security conditions.
Arafah comes a day before the major Muslim holiday, Eid al-Adha, which is also celebrated for 3 days, with millions still flocking to Iraq's Karbala to take part in the mass gatherings and to spend their Eid al-Adha here. The security plan is expected to last for at least another week. Atafa Ahmed, Press TV, Karbala.